ببینید برنامه هسته‌ای ما
our nuclear program first and foremost operates within the framework of law and second under the inspections of the IAEA and thirdly they are completely peaceful. The technology we have is for enrichment below the level 5% level and any level below 5% is solely for providing fuel to power plants. Repeated reports by the IAEA explicitly say that there is no indication that Iran has deviated from the peaceful path of its nuclear program. We are all aware that Iran's nuclear issue is a political issue. It's not a legal issue. International Atomic Energy Organization agency has verified that our activities are for peaceful purposes, but there are two or three powers that think that they have the right to monopolize all science and knowledge, and they expect the Iranian people, the Iranian nation, to turn to others to get fuel, to get science, to get knowledge that's indigenous to itself.
To
humble itself, and then they would, of course, refrain from giving it to us too. So we're quite clear what we need. If you have created the fifth generation of atomic bombs and are testing them already, what position are you in to question the peaceful purposes of other people who want nuclear power?
We do not believe
in nuclear weapons, period. It goes against the whole grain of humanity.
بذارید حالا یه شوخی هم با شما بکنم. از نظر ما اون سیاست مدارانی که امروز دنبال بمب اتمی گردن یا میسازن یا آزمایش میکنن اینا از نظر سیاسی عقب مانده ذهنی
هستند. A final question. I know your time is short and that you need to move on. Is Iran prepared to open broad discussions with the government of the United States? What would Iran hope to achieve in such discussions? How do you see in the future a resolution of the points of conflict between the government of the United States and the government of Iran?
From the start, we announced that we are ready to negotiate with all countries. Since 28 years ago when our revolution succeeded and we took freedom and democracy that was held at bay by a pro-Western dictatorship, we announced our readiness that besides two countries, we are ready to have friendly relations and talks with all countries of the world. One of those two was the apartheid regime of South Africa, which has been eliminated. And the second was the Zionist regime. For everybody else around the world, we announced that we want to have friendly brotherly ties. The Iranian nation is a cultured nation. It is a civilized nature. It seeks, it wants in talks and negotiations. It's for it. We believe that in negotiations and talks, everything can be resolved very easily. We don't need threats. We don't need to point bombs or guns. We don't need to get into conflict if we talk. We have a clear logic about that. We question the way the world is being run and managed today. We believe that it will not lead to viable peace and security for the world, the way it's run today. We have solutions based on humane values and for relations among states. With the U.S. government, too, we will negotiate. We don't have any issues about that. Under fair, just circumstances, with mutual respect on both sides, you saw that in order to help the security of Iraq, we had three rounds of talks with the United States. And last year, before coming to New York, I announced that I am ready in the United Nations to engage in a debate with Mr. Bush, the President of the United States, about critical international issues. So that shows that we want to talk, having a debate before the world public, before all the audience. So the truth is revealed, so that misunderstandings and misperceptions are removed, so that we can find a clear path for brotherly and friendly relations. I think that if the U.S. administration, if the U.S. government puts aside some of its old behaviors, it can actually be a good friend for the Iranian people, for the Iranian nation. For 28 years, they've consistently threatened us, insulted us, prevented our scientific development, every day under one pretext or another. You all know Saddam, the dictator, was supported by the government of the United States and some European countries in attacking Iran. And he carried out an eight-year war, a criminal war. Over 200,000 Iranians were lost their lives. Over 600,000 Iranians were hurt as a result of war. He used chemical weapons. Thousands of Iranians were victims of chemical weapons that he used against us. Today, Mr. Novaveh, who is a reporter, an official reporter, international reporter, who's covering UN reports in UN for many years, he is one of the victims of the chemical weapons used by Iraq against us. And since then, we've been under different propaganda sort of embargoes, economic sanctions, political sanctions. Why? Because we got rid of a dictator, because we wanted the freedom and democracy that we got for ourselves. We think that if the U.S. government recognizes the rights of the Iranian people, respects all nations, and extends a hand of friendship with all Iranians, they too will see that Iranians will be one of its best friends. Would you allow me to thank the audience a moment? There are many things that I would have liked to cover, but I don't want to take your time any further. I was asked, would I allow the faculty at Columbia and students here to come to Iran? From this platform, I invite Columbia faculty members and students to come and visit Iran, to speak with our university students. You're officially invited.
اساتید دانشگاه
دانشجویانی که مدیریت دانشگاه that the university decides or the student associations choose and select are welcome to come. You're welcome to visit any university that you choose inside Iran. We'll provide you with the list of the universities. There are over 400 universities in our country, and you can choose whichever you want to go and visit. We'll give you the platform. We'll respect you 100%. We will have our students sit there and listen to you, speak with you, hear what you have to say. Right now in our universities, they hear, they talk, they ask questions, they welcome it. In the end, I'd like to thank Columbia University. I had heard that many politicians in the United States are trained in Columbia University. And there are many people here who believe in the freedom of speech, in clear, frank conversations. I do like to extend my gratitude to the managers here in the United States, at Columbia University. I apologize. The people who so well organized this meeting today, I'd like to extend my deepest gratitude to the faculty members and the dear students here. I ask Almighty God to assist all of us to move hand in hand to establish peace and future filled with friendship and justice and brotherhood. Best of luck to all of you.
Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, with his long-awaited speech at Columbia University.